Hello, this is Rob Gellis. My guest today is Dawn Olson, who is a park ranger at the Martin Van Buren National Historic Site. Hello, Dawn. How are you today?
Good, thanks. It's chilly out there. Nice to be in here and where it's warm.
When was Martin Van Buren National Historic Site established?
Our little site was established in October of 1974, and that's during President Ford's administration. The house had been privately lived in since the 1860s when Martin Van Buren passed away.
Could you tell me a little more about Martin Van Buren?
He is a native son of Columbia County, born in Kinderhook at the end of the Revolutionary War, and then he died just shy of his 80th birthday during the second year of the Civil War. So he's not one of our more well-known politicians or presidents, although we consider that our mission here at the historic site. So he had seven brothers and sisters, and it was a very lively household where he spent his early years as the son of a farmer and tavern keeper. Then his first time really away from home outside of the family was during his years of apprenticing to a local lawyer and then passing the bar exam just before his 21st birthday, when he would move to Hudson and start a law practice there.
Had Martin Van Buren retired from public office when he moved into Lindenwald?
Oh, I should have actually said that earlier. So he's well known for 40 years as a lawyer and a politician. The first political office he held was that of a local judge, and then he held offices at the state level, a senator here in New York, and also a United States senator before becoming an advisor to Andrew Jackson and then Andrew Jackson's successor. So there's a lot to learn about Martin Van Buren if you were to come here and take a house tour or take a tour around the grounds. Those are self-guided. That's a self-guided option. And he hadn't quite retired from public office. He is remembered as the eighth president, 1837 to 1841. And then he bought this house hoping for a second term, which did not work out for him, and came home to Kinderhook as a widower with four adult sons. And they would spend quite a bit of time here as well. We might talk more about that a little bit later.
Who else lived at Lindenwald?
In addition to these adult sons, three of whom would marry, and their grandchildren, there was also a household full of young women, many of them of Irish descent, who worked as domestic servants. And then additionally, there were farmhands who managed the 220-acre working farm, most of that land still in agricultural use today.
What additions did Martin Van Buren make to the home?
That's a very interesting question. His youngest son, Smith Thompson Van Buren, who also was a lawyer, came home to the Kinderhook area when his law practice wasn't going quite according to plan and encouraged his father, the ex, as they called Martin Van Buren, to enlarge the house and to modernize the house. So the result of that would be a house that was doubled in size and had all the latest in modern technology for the mid-1800s, including indoor plumbing in the bathroom and in the kitchen. He also added this great tower to the house, which you would have to stop by in order to fully appreciate that. It's a 4.5-story tower that ties in this 1850 addition with the modern house that was built just before 1800.
Martin Van Buren was interested in modern technology and innovations. Can you talk about the coffee maker?
Oh, the coffee maker. So we have the house is furnished so that if Martin Van Buren came in through the front door, as our historian often says, he would recognize the spaces. He might want to rearrange the furniture. And one of the highlights on a small scale is this great coffee maker from the 1850s. And we have recently acquired a modern version of that 1850s coffee maker. And visitors can now see either on Facebook, where there's a link, or they can look on our YouTube channel and see this video of the 20-minute process to make fantastic coffee in the mid-1800s. And it was one of our summer interns, Daniel, who spent a lot of time and energy with the help of two park rangers making this video happen.
How do listeners visit the historic site?
If the conversation that Rob and I have had here whets your appetite for Martin Van Buren, the site is open on weekends starting in late April through the end of the school year, and then we open 7 days a week in the busy months of June, July, and August. Actually, we're open 7 days a week through the end of October. So you could call the site, 518-758-9689, for more information, or it might be easier to check out the park's website, which is www.nps.gov. So running that all together, www.nps.gov. And then you can look at any of the 400-plus national parks across the country, some of them small sites like this historic house museum, and then all the way across the country to the larger sites like Yellowstone and Yosemite and Grand Canyon. We'd love to have you. And knowing that this is the only national park in Columbia County, also part of our claim to fame. So you're all invited to come visit us or check us out online. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dawn, for being on my program today. And as the listeners know, there's also walking trails around Van Buren site too that you can walk all year round. Anything? Are there some across?
Those brochures we keep at a rack in the parking lot to encourage people to come out and walk the grounds. And then there's a neat little trail that connects this Martin Van Buren's house to the Dutch farmhouse just a mile up the road. So that would be snowshoeing in the winter and a three-mile walk round trip in the summertime. And then across the road, there are some trails which are considered nature trails. Those are maintained by the Friends of Lindenwald, so Friends of the National Historic Site.
Thank you so much today, Dawn, for talking to my audience about Martin Van Buren and the Martin Van Buren National Historic Site.
You're welcome, and we hope to hear from some of you and meet you in person in the future. Thanks.